This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On your mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you today by our friends at Go Wireline. Great place to work. Great careers. That's right. If you are a wireline engineer, crane operator, they're looking for you. And on occasion, they even hire folks with no wireline experience. If you're a Go Wireline kind of person, gowireline.com/careers. Tell them Scott sent ya. We are live at Drone Focus today in Fargo at the Avalon Event Center. Drone Focus is an event of the Emerging Prairie Group, Greg Tavi and his crew. You heard us talk about this over the last couple of weeks. It's a good event. It really is. This Drone Focus space, I was just chatting with the governor. The governor opened things up here at 8:30 today. And Senator Hovind's going to join us in a couple of minutes. As well, we'll talk with other folks from Drone Focus today throughout the program. Chris Berg will be here from Valley News Live and the Point of View program. I think that's got to be the number one television program in North Dakota. It's just unbelievable how many people watch that. KX4 at 6:30 and West Dakota Fox at 9:30. It's a great show. So Chris will be here to talk about some of the news of the day. But, you know, I was talking to the governor about is that, you know, it's easy to look at sort of the drone UAS space and see it as sort of, okay, you've got agriculture over here, you've got energy over here, and you've got this technology component over here, right? But really, it's beyond that because the technology in this case touches everything else. So the governor says it's more like a platform, you know, and the platform could be like a smartphone, right? So when the smartphone first came out, people thought, oh, cool, I can talk on the phone, and I have a camera on my phone. Oh, that's really cool. You know, we still call it a phone, but you do a lot more than talk on your smartphone. How many apps are there? You know, you're using that. How many steps did you get today? Are you eating right? Are you, you know, are you sleeping right? I mean, there's a myriad of different things. The platform was the actual smartphone. Well, that's what the UAS is, because it touches everything else and can make things cheaper. If you own power lines, rural co-ops, for instance. What do they pay to have lines inspected? Well, now they send a drone up and do miles and miles. Same with pipelines. You can see early signs of any kind of issues with pipeline on the reclamation and making sure things are as they're supposed to be. It's just, you know, I could go on and on and on. We'll tell you about a few today, but it's pretty exciting. It really is. So, I also want to talk a little bit about a stat I heard last night from Brad Tickerson at the FSA office. He was with Senator Hovind and a group of farmers, commodity groups, yesterday talking about the next round of what I call trade aid. That's my term. And that's because that's what it is. It's trade aid. It wouldn't be there but for the disruption to the market that has been caused by the politics of the trade negotiation. Because the Chinese are smart buggers. They are really smart. And they know that a lot of farmers come from areas that voted for Donald Trump. So if they can target the farmers will squeal, and then the president will blink. That's their theory. Well, it didn't work. And instead, the president, Secretary Perdue, Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, and others said, wait a minute here, let's recognize they're being impacted by this. Let's take some of the dollars from the tariff fund and let's give those to areas that have been targeted. In other words, okay, soybean, you took X amount of hit, let's go there. And they brought it this time around. We'll talk with Senator Hovind a little bit about it here in a couple of minutes, but I am as conservative as the day is long. I want to see government at every level do more with less, just like we have to do in the private sector. Okay, I could go on and on and on about that. I don't think I'm compromising my principles by saying it makes sense that you recognize, number one, I would put farmers in a completely different category for the reason of national food security. Number one, what they're doing. Okay. Number two, we have a cheap food policy. Let's just say what it is. You know, there are some different programs. There is an apparatus there. There's no such thing as a free market in farming because our competitors are the Chinese. You think they have a free market in China? I don't think so. I go over there and say something bad about, you know, one of the leaders, my head gets chopped off. I disappear into some, you know, concentration camp, right? I mean, that's not a free market. But yet we're competing against that. That's our competition. So for all the folks out there that bellyache about, you know, oh, farmers get this or farmers get that, number one, you're getting the fruit of their labor. You're getting the bounty. It's called cheap food. Number two, if we say, you know, dog eat dog, you got to go out there and compete with the communist country in a free market, you're on your own, guess what? There won't be American agriculture. We'll rely on products from other places, which if they decide they want to starve us, wouldn't be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't at all see this trade aid as being anything other than a Band-Aid on a tough situation. But Brad Dickerson did say $500 million. And this is where I'd love for my farmer friends to help me out here, okay? So just give me some math. If you have soybeans, for instance, like to say soybeans because that's been one of the hardest hit, okay, and you got what you got in the way of trade aid, well, how much did that make up the difference? So in other words, you got a crop still, and you're not getting as much as you'd like for the crop, but you got that. And then you've got, you know, the trade aid on top of that. Are you still, you know, one-third of the way from being where you think you would have been? You know, you never really know where you're going to be, but prices are up. That's what I'm kind of curious about, because $500 million dollars came back in the first round of trade aid to North Dakota out of the $12 billion. So it's $500 million into the North Dakota economy that otherwise wouldn't have been there. And while it might not buy as many tractors and trucks and grain bins as it normally would, given the overall uncertainty of what's going on right now with these trade deals, you know, it's certainly better than it would have been. It's certainly dollars that, you know, buying down loans, adding to reserves, whatever, that allowing for some spending. So I think that's overall a really good thing. So a couple things on my mind. I welcome what's on yours, and I would love to know, just from the, you know, rough numbers, I don't want any world secrets or anything, but, you know, between the price and the actual crop, which you either sold or you're going to sell or whatever, and the trade aid, how close does that get you back to, you know, in spitting distance of, you know, a typical year? Kind of curious about it. You can text me if you prefer, rather than call and have your neighbors here. Just disguise your voice a little bit. It won't do, you know. Come on, I know it's North Dakota. We don't have to reveal such things. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Do you have your platform in your hand, Todd?
The platform, you make it sound like it's this huge thing that I'd be normally standing on or something. But, yes, I have my platform in hand here.
Okay, so you can text Todd on his platform at 701.
I'm not sure anybody refers to it as a platform.
Well, why do we call it a phone? How much of what we do on that is actually...
Well, because you can do that, but you're right. That's why we call it a smartphone. Or those who don't have a smartphone refer to their phones as dumb phones.
Well, I'm going to go with platform. I'm going to stick to platform.
Platform. You're going to go with that one, huh? Yeah. What a trendsetter Scott Hannon, everybody.
It's a platform. That platform. But you can text Todd, which is, you know, phones.
I'll try that. I'll let you know what the reaction I get. You know, hey, do you have your platform with you? I have mine.
I appreciate that.
I might have to explain that. But
701-367-2054 for me and 701-226-8503 for Todd. Or you can call us at 800-228-0550. Senator Hovind will be here as well. One other issue I wanted to mention. I was exchanging texts with Daryl Lease last night. Where's my platform? I lost my platform. Do you have mine? You were Instagramming for me, remember, Crystal?
Did pork come up by chance?
It did not. It did not because there were, you know, probably his racing pigs were in the room, and he didn't want to remind them where they're headed for eventually, you know?
Ah, good point.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's that. Okay, I have my phone in my hand.
Your platform.
Oh, excuse me, my platform. Yes, I have the platform here. I was going to find the actual text from Daryl, so I wasn't misquoting anybody here. But what he's suggesting here is that talking about trade aid when we don't even have the crop in the ground depresses the markets. Mother Nature appears to be taking care of the price problem with weather, which more than likely will reduce supply. Interesting. So, you know, there's that to consider, too. And I think that's worth considering. I don't know, you know, again, I really want to look at this from the perspective of just Joe Average Farmer out there. And what do you see as the better way? I mean, is this an argument that it depresses markets? Or would you rather have the certainty, or at least I'm going to have that, and then the crop? You know, I'm curious. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. You can also chat with Senator Hovind coming up. And more on Drone Focus. We have some fun stuff planned for you today from the Avalon Event Center and Drone Focus 2019. Stay tuned.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Drone Focus, brought to you in part today by McKinsey Mineral Management and the Mineral Tracker. I tell you what, they have some great things going with this Mineral Tracker. It is amazing. What are your minerals worth? That's not an easy question to answer. And, you know, a lot of folks come on and say, hey, you have some minerals, I'll pay you this. That sounds good, but is that what they're worth? I don't know. Maybe they're worth more. I've heard stories from these guys that are incredible in what they've done in the way of improving what you get for your minerals. So do not even entertain a discussion about selling your minerals until you talk to these folks. And get the Mineral Tracker to make sure you're getting paid what you do. MineralTracker.com. There's a free option even. MineralTracker.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Joel, Jeff, the whole crew up there, they're good folks. All right, our next guest from Drone Focus is the one and only Senator John Hoban. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, great to be here with you, and greetings to all your listeners.
So, quickly, we'll just talk a little ag because we were doing that yesterday.
Right.
I thought the headline out of that event yesterday was the announcement that of the $12 billion you secured last round, a half a billion came right to North Dakota. That's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Right, and I tell you what, I got to start here. Our farmers produce the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. Every American benefits every day from that food supply. So that means they're out there working day in and day out, and we benefit every single day from their work. And that's why it's so important as we go through these trade negotiations to keep in mind the objective is free trade. We want to get rid of tariffs. We just want our farmers and ranchers to have a fair shot in international markets. But in the meantime, we've got to be there to support them for all the great work they do for us.
I was just talking a little bit about this because, you know, some people say, well, how in the world could you be for this? This is just government handouts to farmers. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. They're in the crosshairs, number one. Purposely. I mean, this is very smart by the Chinese.
Exactly.
Let's go after people in the breadbasket of America, red states. They like Trump. Now they're not going to like him anymore. They'll put pressure on him. He'll cave. You know, so they're in the crosshairs, right?
Well, that's exactly right. When you look at where China put those tariffs, they put them right on ag, right out of the blocks. They put those tariffs on ag, just like you said. But also remember, because our farmers and ranchers, we export all that product. We have a positive balance of trade in ag. Think about that. Think about what an amazing industry our ag industry is. And so, of course, that's what the Chinese went after day one. And we have to keep that in mind.
But there's no such thing as a free market when you're battling with the Chinese, right? I mean, that's not a free market. I mean, we've got to recognize that this is just a different animal all around. This isn't a typical industry out there trying to fend for themselves.
Right. No, that's exactly right. The Chinese tariffs on our goods being exported into their market are higher than our tariffs here. How is that fair? Not to mention the fact that China's stealing our technology, violating copyrights, patents, and all those things. And so that's why we've got to get them to trade on a fair basis.
Do you think that there is the potential at all that I was just telling folks earlier that Darrell Lace was making the point to me that from the North Dakota Farm Bureau that when we talk about trade aid, without a crop even in the ground, it depresses the markets. I mean, do you think there's a risk that, you know, that's bringing the price down?
No, I think it depends how you do it. And so USDA is working very hard to do it in a way where it doesn't distort the market. And remember, part of the assistance is to develop more markets, too. Remember, there's a number of ways we put pressure on the Chinese, not only working with our trading partners who are also getting a bad deal from China, but also by developing other markets. So the key is, you know, we've got to work to develop other markets for our exports as well. That's part of the assistance. So the effort is to make it not trade distorting or create the problem that you talked about in terms of supply and demand.
And then quickly on the new round now, obviously some other crops are in. North Dakota's big in canola, and that got added. You know, the folks I heard around the table yesterday, growers, representatives of different commodity groups, you know, had some tweaks around the edges. Could you do this?
Right.
Could you do that? But for the most part, everybody seems to think it's working pretty good, right?
Right, because we tried to build on. Remember, the first round, we worked hard on the first round. We tried to learn from the shortcomings there. We've tried. So I think already we've fixed some things in this second round. But that was what yesterday was all about. And then I'm doing another event with the livestock producers in Mandan today. And it's to get ideas from our guys, from our farmers, ranchers, and commodity groups, which I'm going to take back. I'm going to meet with you. USDA, like say at the top level, and say, hey, look, we need to try to build some of these things into the plan.
And by the way, if folks have ideas, now is the time to bring them forward, right? Because you can still shape the plan, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And that's why I'm holding these meetings now to get that input.
Yeah, and there was some good feedback even on the livestock side and some of the battles with forage and, you know, how things are, you know, looked at. So I heard some decent ideas.
Right, like the prevented plant question came up, and that's why I said that we worked in the disaster package to get that funding for prevented plants, so we can work that with the ag piece and try to, you know, make sure some of these guys that do have prevented plant are included as well. So a number of ideas, like you said, that came up, and we'll try to include those as best we can as USDA works on the plan.
Let's talk a little bit about, one question here. Why doesn't China ask the United States to pay the money we owe them, or where are the countries that hold our
debt?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hear that a lot, but the reality is the Chinese, not only do they export over $500 billion worth of stuff to us every year, but, you know, I mean, they're very dependent on our economy. We have by far the largest economy in the world. China's in big trouble without our economy. So this idea, you know, that they could just do something on our debt, that's not right. I mean, they are very dependent on being able to market their products and work with us. So they have a very big interest in working with us. And that's why, you know, again, we need to keep pushing them to deal with us on a fair basis. They really are abusing us. And it's not just an economic issue. It's a national security issue, too. Look at the electronics area and some of the things they're doing there. Look at them stealing our technology. Look at the trade barriers they put up. You know, we do need to get them to deal with us on a fair basis.
Your regular contact with the whole trade team at the White House and USTR and the president himself, what's your sense of the pulse here? The president in Japan seemed to sort of be very cool to the idea of where we're at in negotiations right now, almost like saying, hey, you guys are going to have to come back to us after they renege. But where are we at? Where do you think this is, a month away, a few months away, what?
Well, remember, it looked like the administration was going to have an agreement in principle with China a couple weeks ago. The Chinese negotiators backed up because of the enforcement provisions regarding stealing technology and a bunch of these other things to make sure that they could actually enforce the agreement.
In other words, we'll agree to something, but we don't want any cops. We don't enforce it, right? Come on.
Right, so they backed up. So that's why we're in the current stage. Now, remember, Japan can help us put pressure on China. And so I think we made some progress with Japan. You saw the announcement on livestock a week ago. I think there's a good chance that we can get an agreement with Japan in August. Okay, and I think Japan can help us put some pressure on China. The president will be going to the G20 in June and meeting with President Xi of China. I think that's our next window, hopefully, to see some progress.
One other quick thing here. A lot of the pain that the growers here are feeling right now and ranchers could be solved by the new NAFTA, USMCA.
Great point.
What's it going to take to get Pelosi to call a vote?
Glad you brought up USMCA. I should have. We need to get it passed. We need to get everyone to call in and say, hey, let's get it going. It has to start in the House. We're ready to pass it in the Senate. Good agreement with Canada. Mexico helps our farmers and energy manufacturers, everybody. Let's get it passed.
A short break. We'll come back with Senator Hoban, talk a little bit about why he's here today at Drone Focus, and a real pioneer in this space that continues to evolve, as you heard the governor talk about earlier. More coming up on What's On Your Mind live from Drone Focus 2019, Avalon Event Center, Fargo, on What's On Your Mind on the way.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
The USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
That is heard on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I got fruits and babies, and da, 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What you said, he was a handsome devil? Is that what you said?
He is a handsome man. Handsome devil.
She was not
picture
here.
Are you talking about?
You're not here.
Oh, he's got a huge picture of you here. My God.
We're bringing you along, Todd. You know,
oh, on the sign thing behind you there. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
And keep that picture because there aren't many that look that good.
There's a big group of people gathered around admiring it right
exactly
now.
Exactly right. Yeah, we'll take a picture and send that to you for sure. We are live at Drone Focus today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by MyPillow. They have their best deal ever. Radio, TV, special, never as good as this one ever. And that is not one, but two MyPillows. Now, I'm thinking, how many graduation events you're going to right now? And, you know, you could give a card. You could give the same old stuff. Why not give them a good night's sleep when they go off to college? That's what I'm thinking. Same thing with weddings, by the way. A lot of great wedding events out there right now. MyPillow. So here's the deal. Two of them. The premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow. And lowest price ever, 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on that sucker for 60 nights. If you say, that's not for me, send it back. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. There is no pillow better for a great night's sleep than the one Mike Lindell invented, My Pillow. All right, back with Senator Hoeven. We're going to talk a little bit about the Drone Focus event. This is really neat because, as I was saying earlier to somebody, you know, the quote-unquote UAS drone space was sort of seen as a Grand Forks thing to start with, right? And all of a sudden now it's really statewide and beyond, and it's really getting some national attention because of this FAA test site, right?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's exciting. I talk about, I always start with, just to take a step back, big picture, absolutely. North Dakota is a leader in agriculture. Everybody knows that. Always have been. We're now an energy powerhouse for this country. I mean, you know, all kinds of energy. And I see technology, and particularly tech entrepreneurship, as the third leg on that stool, the third wave of economic growth in North Dakota. And we're driving that out of the valley and across the state. It's a great partner with Ag and Energy. So Ag and Energy partner and technology partners with them. And in terms of just one example of that technology development is the unmanned aviation. And so what I was out there talking about today is the Super Corridor, where we've put in these radars at Grand Forks Air Force Base. Now we're putting them in at Hector at our Air Guard. And then we're going to be able to fly unmanned aircraft without a chase plane, which nobody else can do, beyond visual line of sight from Grand Forks right down to Fargo and back, and then expand that out statewide. And that's why we have Assistant Secretary of Transportation for Aviation here, David Short. You're going to talk to him here in a minute, getting these FAA approvals. But think about it. Now, when we talk to the top aviation people and companies, big and small, and tech companies across the country and say, hey, yeah, you can come up to North Dakota and fly manned and unmanned aircraft in the same airspace and develop these new technologies and do that research and development and that innovation, that's how we continue to get the Northrop Grumman's and the General Atomics and Harris and these top companies that we're getting now.
What does that mean for, you know, the Joe average citizen out there listening right now? How does what's happening here impact them? How will it benefit them?
Jobs of the future, careers of the future, growing economy, exciting, dynamic, young companies, new companies starting up, entrepreneurs starting up, as well as, you know, the premier companies that like I'm talking about in aviation and technology. So you think about it, you're a family here. You want your son or your daughter or your brother or sister, whoever you want them to be able to pursue an exciting, dynamic career in North Dakota. You want to have a high standard of living and exciting opportunities. That's what this is all about. We create our future. We create it. So when it comes to energy, comes to ag, comes to this technology, as long as we keep going and growing, then people are going to want to be here in North Dakota.
You know, a lot of times, you know, you see your best and brightest leave for the coasts, the big city, to take one of those tech jobs. The nice thing here is you got the quality of life of North Dakota, and you got still access to a kind of job you normally would have to go to D.C. or Silicon Valley or somewhere else.
When I started as governor in 2000, we were one of three states in the country losing population, and people talking all the time about how everybody's going to Minneapolis or Denver or going to the coasts, right? Now we're one of the youngest states in the country growing. We've got our young people not only staying here but coming back because of jobs and opportunities. This country is all about, you know, this country, the American people are about opportunity.
How about from the standpoint of the uses of this technology? I think, for instance, of, you know, whatever, you know, better yields from all of the data and information that comes from agriculture.
Right.
Hard to believe we could do it better, but, you know, this would be another example of being able to do it better, you know. Or a utility company that previously had to send linemen out, climb poles, take a look at a line, and now they're doing it all the line, getting ahead of problems before they happen, and they're doing it in a much more efficient way with a drone. I mean, does that come down to the rate payer? Does it help bring down the input costs of farmers? I mean, where's the bottom line difference, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you've described it very well, whether it's energy, whether it's agriculture, whether it's almost any aspect of business, product delivery, you name it, military, keeping our advantage over our adversaries across the board. This technology, I mean, it makes, not only provides more opportunity for our people in terms of great jobs, great careers and opportunities, but also hopefully higher standard of living, lower cost, safety, you know, when you're talking about energy and agriculture.
I asked the folks at Northrop Grumman and General Atomics both specifically, why are you here? You know, you folks have operations all across the globe. Why here? Why this test site rather than one of the other ones that might be closer to your people and your operations? And they said, you know, your governor, your senators, your congressmen, you know, that they really appreciate the fact that they, you know, that's one of the nice things about being, you know, the size North Dakota is, that obviously, you know, they can get the level of attention. They really see you guys as sort of bringing down the barriers to do things where they maybe wouldn't get that attention elsewhere. So that's an important advantage for us too, isn't it?
It is. It's all about building that environment, right, so that this is the place to do that research and development. Also, we started back in 2005. I mean, we started before pretty much anybody in the whole country. And the other thing to keep in mind is as we develop this, and this is important for your listeners and everyone across the state, doing it the right way, making sure we respect people's privacy, making sure we have safety, you know, all those things, so it's done in a way where it's a true benefit for our state and people appreciate it, want it, and support it.
Senator John Hoeven, who's been a real pioneer in this space, one of the reasons we're here today with all of the possibilities. Thank you, sir.
Great to be with you.
Appreciate it. We'll have you hand the headset to our friend from the Department of Transportation. Chat with him next. Thanks, Senator.
Yep.
pleased to have him here.
Yeah, exactly. Deputy Assistant David Short with the U.S. Department of Transportation, as you heard Senator Hoeven say. We're going to talk a little bit about the test sites that are such an important part of this space right now. All this innovation is happening because of test sites. And so we don't have a test site without an authorization from the Department of Transportation and ultimately the FAA. Mr. Short, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you as well. What is a test site, first of all? I mean, it sounds self-explanatory, but maybe from the standpoint of, you know, airspace, it isn't necessarily understood by all of our listeners. What is it?
Right. Well, the idea, I guess our strategy, I would say, is to crawl before we walk, before we run. We see enormous potential for drones to improve the quality of our lives, to introduce efficiencies into our economy, to, as the senator was saying, to create great careers for people in North Dakota and elsewhere in our country. But we can't just snap our fingers and have drones flying all over the country from day one. So the idea of test sites is to choose a few select areas, and North Dakota is one. It was kind of an easy pick, because there's so much, North Dakota has so much to offer, and it's a test bed. It's an area where we can experiment with drones, prove the safety, prove we can do this respecting, as the senator said, safety, security, and privacy. And once that's been proven, roll it out on a bigger scale across the country.
How is it working? How would you would you characterize, I mean, obviously it's designed to say, hey, how's this working? Walk before you run, as you say. So far, how are we doing?
I think it's the program is working extremely well. We have just issued a first authorization to a company. It's called Wing Aviation. It's a subsidiary of Google, to do package delivery using drones.
Wow.
So they're the first. They're basically an air carrier. They qualified on it. I don't want to get too far into the weeds of the Washington alphabet soup of regulations and so forth. But it's called a Part 298 authorization, and it's been around for years. I'm sure you have Part 298 operators, particularly in a rural state like North Dakota. These are on-demand air taxis. So if you have a company at Hector Field here that does on-demand flights to Devil's Lake or to Jamestown or to different points in the area, but not a scheduled service, then it's easier for them to qualify than if they wanted to come along like Delta Airlines and say, I want to operate an air carrier with global authority or even national authority. So it's a simplified process, and we encourage Google's Wing subsidiary to follow this. We said, you know, you want to be an air carrier. You want to carry cargo. You want to carry packages from point A to point B. If you want to qualify as an air carrier, that's certainly one way to do it, but here's the easy way. You don't really need to jump through all those hoops. That's not necessary for the type of limited operation you want to do carrying packages on demand. Here's the Part 298. Why don't you do that? It'll be cheaper for you. It'll be faster. We'll get you up and running serving the public with that much less hassle and bureaucracy.
Now, you know, part of me thinks, okay, package delivery, you know, you're going to have, you know, like this traffic jam of drones trying to deliver packages. Are they going to be dropping on people's heads? You know, I mean, is that why you're doing what you're doing?
Well, right. They certainly will not be dropping on people's heads. As I mentioned, we have three fundamental considerations. Safety is foremost in everything we do at the Department of Transportation. Safety, safety, safety. So that's first. Secondly, the privacy. And third, the security. But that's another aspect of what's going on here in North Dakota. It's one of the areas where we're experimenting with new innovative solutions for air traffic management. So a drone and an aircraft, a conventional aircraft, are similar in that they both fly through the national airspace, right? They lift up off the ground, they fly through the airspace. But I would say the similarities pretty much end there. Aircraft are taking off and landing only at airports. Aircraft are typically flying around 30,000 feet. Aircraft are going hundreds or thousands of miles in most cases. Drones, particularly drones that are doing package delivery, are probably flying within a neighborhood. They're never going above 400 feet. They're not using airport facilities at all. They may be taking off at a Walmart or a Whole Foods market and flying to somebody's house and then coming back. So they're very different profiles, very different missions, and very different needs to answer your question, for the air traffic control authorization. So basically, we don't think we need, this is still to be proven, but we don't think it makes sense to have requirement to talk to a human air traffic controller every time Wing wants to launch a drone to deliver somebody's small package. Because as you indicated in your question, there are going to be so many of these drones flying around, and they're not going to be flying through the airways used by commercial aviation. We think it makes more sense to have an automated system. So when Wing wants to launch a drone, they'll put in the request. They'll put in it's going from coordinate A to coordinate B. That will be managed so they don't conflict with anybody else, and the system will work beautifully, we hope.
It's fascinating, and I'm glad you're doing the work you're doing to manage it all and keep tabs on it, and thanks for being in North Dakota today.
My pleasure. Delighted to be here.
Part of Drone Focus 2019, Deputy Assistant Secretary David Scherf from the Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at VoicesOfWatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen, your mind is powered by
by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Still a couple of brand new 2018s there. Plenty of 2019s, including those brand new GMC pickups with the revised tailgate. And Scott, you know what else is going on at Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac in the Strip?
Tell me.
I went over there last night and I talked to a good mutual friend of ours who's working hard over there. Jim the Flagpole Guy.
Hey, Jim the Flagpole Guy is there fulfilling our mission to make sure that there is a flagpole in front of every business in North Dakota. We're not going to rest until it's done. And
80-foot flagpole he's putting up there.
Yeah, Steve Schwann doesn't do anything small. So I like
that. That's true.
Yeah, exactly right. And we're going to be over there. Todd's going to be there on Flag Day. I'll be there the day before. This is a two-day operation.
Flag Eve?
Yeah, we're not going to mess around.
Because you just have to be the first person there. See, I was there before you.
Coffee with Kramer is just getting underway at the Country Kettle in Beulah. Senator Kevin Kramer and his, of course, famous coffees. I want to let you know that's happening today. And that goes till I think, 10:30 or 11. So stop by there at 213 Main Street. In Beulah, the Country Kettle, the Coffee with Kramer event going on right now. And then he's going to head over actually to the Cole Country Community Health Center and do a tour over there today. And got a meeting with some folks. And then he's at Knife River Care Center doing a tour there this afternoon. Sakakawea Medical Center at 1:30. So busy day for Senator Kramer as well. But I wanted to remind folks up in that area that he is in Beulah today. So take that in. All right, we're back at Drone Focus. Another one of our guests here, Josh Reedy with Aeronautomy, is here. And Josh is the Chief Operating Officer in the Renewal Energy Inspection Sector, about 15 years of industry knowledge and expertise managing all of that. Josh, nice to have you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So what is Aeronautomy?
Aeronautomy is a platform that will allow people that are non-professional pilots to operate drones professionally and do so with minimal training. We believe that is the key to enabling exponential growth within the industry. And we're also aiming to work with the Federal Aviation Administration to have a cost-effective solution that will allow drones to deploy automatically or autonomously, in particular in rural areas such as renewable energy, oil and gas, pipeline inspection, distribution, transmission, and agriculture.
So walk me through the part you do. You contract with these companies, say we'll handle everything, we'll do it all for you, or how does that work?
Sure. Great question. We founded a company that has a platform, so we will buy off-the-shelf drone components. That allows it to be cost-effective and scalable. What we do then is we put some minor modifications on it that are 3D printed. Really what you can do is to make that drone more functional. In doing that, we also then flash on our software. If you've read some of the Chinese concern about software, we will have our own software so that we use the most cost-effective hardware but a secure software solution. Really from that point forward, with training to be in compliance with FAA regulation, we will allow technicians or non-professional pilots to operate a drone by selecting the task that they would like. They will apply it then to the asset they would like, and then there are three buttons. There is launch, there is cancel, and there is land. And so that is the way that we're bringing these to market, and it's a combination of software and hardware.
Tell me what you think of what North Dakota has going on right now. You're here at Drone Focus in Fargo, North Dakota. Why?
Absolutely. North Dakota is a special place. Born and raised here, but really what we have going on in the autonomous sector, really the confluence of robotics, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity is amazing. Not only the airspace we have, but the collaboration. People like James and Nick and Tom that you saw on the stage, all people that I know, all people that really care about this area and are doing something that no other has done, and the legislature and the governor passing funds to enable expansion of that system in a repeatable fashion puts us in a pole position for the nation and in many ways for the world.
I was asking Senator Hovind where the consumer benefits from all of this. And obviously there's the opportunities, there's jobs, there's all of that, mm-hmm. you know, and to have the quality of life here and a tech job you normally would have to go elsewhere, that's a big deal. It's cool.
Absolutely.
But how does the consumer benefit? For instance, you have experience in the energy space. I mean, if you're inspecting wind turbines with drones rather than, you know, the traditional way they have have to do them now, shut them down, go up there, whatever. Yep. Does that save the consumer money ultimately? The utility has less expenses every year? Well, how does the consumer win it all?
Absolutely. That's a great question, the great focus to have. You know, the keynote that was just taking place had the focus on the consumer, and that's very much where we are at with not only cost effectiveness of the solution, but application. Two largest expenses with drones are staffing, professional pilots, and customized hardware. If you also consider a third expense, which is the operating overhead for those, and take those out of the equation, drones become far more cost-effective. When they're far more cost-effective, you think of all the ways that you can use those drones as an energy company, a utility company. All of a sudden, you can do things more effectively than humans can. A couple of examples we have, not only is there wind, but wildlife inspections, pipeline inspections. You do not need to have people there. And when we can get the confidence of the FAA to have a solution that largely removes people from the equation, these drones are kind of a sentinel, the first line of defense. They are like clockwork in the background, maintaining, ensuring things are working. If there is a problem to be that arises, that's when people come into the equation. So it has the opportunity to cut your operational costs substantially and pass those savings on to consumers.
And, you know, we do have a workforce challenge. So in that sense, if you can do more with less people,
absolutely,
it's going to solve another pain point there. But fascinating conversation. Now, I am, you know, somewhat worried about what, artificial intelligence is going to do overall to the workforce.
Yes.
You know, there's a big disruption coming, it seems to me. But I know the great ingenuity of the American people. There'll be other things for people to do, and fascinating to watch it roll out. Josh, good luck to you. Appreciate everything, and wish you luck with air autonomy.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Josh Reedy, our guest on What's On Your Mind? More coming up.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota in the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.